joining us now, the voice of the Panthers, Mick Mixon. What's going on, Mick?
I can't call it. I'm just trying to sift through all these draft nicks and experts and pundits and see who the Panthers might pick in round one of the draft. When you pick 30th, it becomes so organic and inexact, it's hard to get a beat on it.
Yeah, that's why Bill Belichick always trades out of the first round and ends up with like 8th, 4th, 5th, and 6th rounders.
I saw an article just the other day that you mentioned Belichick. I think it was on SI.com, maybe Monday Morning Quarterback. I'm not sure, maybe NFL.com. But some writer had written that Belichick and Dave Gettleman are, I mean, he mentioned those two in the same breath as developing the relationship. And, of course, Belichick has enjoyed it for years, and Dave Gettleman is on the come of really being able to shop intelligently and find free agent values and also do well in the draft. I thought that was a nice compliment to the gentleman.
Oh, absolutely. But I'm going to tell you what Belichick's going to do this year. In the next 10 days, the Patriots are going to trade up into the first round just to thumb their noses at Goodell a little bit, and then draft day, trade out of it.
Probably, out of it. Yep. I don't know. It's so juvenile. Some of the stuff that goes on reminds me of Guy B. Phillips, junior high school back in the day.
Well, I do juvenile better than most, so that would be my plan.
Yes, that's when you know you're a real man, is when you take your primary joy comes in inflicting discomfort upon your friends and others that you compete with.
All right, so Mick, I'm sitting here and I've looked at we just had Jeff Owens of the Sporting News on, so I've looked at their site and I've also looked at the SI site. I get annoyed with the ESPN site because you have to be an insider half the time to see things.
Yeah, we work here and we're not insiders. Yeah. We're actually inside ESPN and we're not insiders. Yeah.
So the two picks that I've got from the Sporting News has the Panthers taking Mackenzie Alexander, the cornerback out of Clemson, with the 30th pick, and SI has Carolina taking Jermaine Afidi, the offensive tackle out of Texas A&M. I don't think they could go wrong with either one of those picks, do you?
No, I don't either. I've also seen Von Bell, safety from Ohio State, and Bucky Brooks, who used to work for the Panthers. He dialed that one up. We've seen a Shaq Lawson from NFL.com. Mm-hmm. The two probably most prominent names, Kuiper and McShay, and I guess you'd probably have to throw Mike Mayock in there, but Kuiper went Von Bell. McShay went Ifedi. I've also seen LaRaven Clark pop up. The tackle from Texas Tech may project as a pretty solid prospect at left tackle should the Panthers have a need there. And then there's Emmanuel Ogba, the defensive end from Oklahoma State. And we all know that Dave Gettleman loves big, fast, mean, twitchy pass rushers.
Well, I have to wonder. You're sitting there, you know, on the dark side of Super Bowl 50. Could the Panthers do anything in this draft? In this draft that would have put them over the top? I mean, what do they need based on their performance last year? What do they need?
Well, I think some help in the back end of their defense, some secondary help, but they may have already dialed that up a little bit in free agency. I think offensive line, even though the Panthers had a good O-line this year, I think every NFL team could just sort of check a box in the draft. It's not sexy, but O-line. And then, you know, I think the Panthers are looking, too, at receiver. If there was another receiver slash kick returner, that's what – I mean, I don't speak for the whole organization, as you guys know. I'm just one guy out here in have-no-idea land. But wouldn't you love a Randall Cobb type of – personality player in the slot, give the Panthers a punt returner, kick returner other teams would have to scheme for, and take a little bit of that pressure off the 19, Ted Ginn.
Yep.
True.
That'd be a great pickup. I bet they could find that mid-draft.
Yeah.
Yeah, you would think. And then the other thing that I'm worried about a little bit is the punt game. Brad Nortman, gone, Jacksonville. Swayze Waters, who has an intriguing name, sounds like some kind of a Dirty Dancing movie or something from back in the 80s, is unknown. And this is such a vital – and he may turn out to be great. The Panthers could draft a punter late round, could sign a free agent punter out of high school or out of college. But the punt game is so important, and I hope this is not one of those things where, you know, you break up with one girl thinking, oh, I can do a lot better than this out there, and – And the next thing you know, you're not getting your dance card punched, and that other one you broke up with looks pretty good to you.
Do you think Gettleman gets creative? I mean, you are sitting at the end of the first round. Traditionally, you know, I've seen scenarios. I'm sitting here looking at the Sporting News right now, and they're saying that Cleveland's not going to take a quarterback with the second pick. And a matter of fact, it says that Cleveland's going to trade back into the first round at pick 28 for the Chiefs and take Jared Goff. Is this where you maybe get a little creative since you're already at the bottom of the first round, give somebody an opportunity to bump back into the first round, and then you drop maybe a couple spots and gets the same guy that you already want in the second round, doesn't cost you as much number one, and maybe you get an extra pick out of it?
You're talking about get creative by trading backwards?
Yeah, trade out of the first round. Let somebody else bump into the first round. You know, to Mike's point, the Patriots.
I'm with you in this part of the premise of your question or your comment or whatever, that if you're going any direction, you probably go backward. It's cost so much to pass somebody to move up. You take so much gas out of your tank to jump back into a lead lap or to try to get out from behind a draft and pass somebody that you got to really covet a player. The Panthers have done it, and it's worked out fine. But, yeah, I can see it. I mean, I can see – because really the line of demarcation is – it's just semantics. I mean, we talk, oh, well, hold on a second. He was a first-round player, but now all you got was a second-round player. Well, all we're really talking about is the 33rd best – college player in the country possibly, or the 40th best instead of the 19th best. Is there really that much of a drop-off?
Well, and with the new CBA, the risk of trading up isn't as great as it once was, because you're not going to be saddled with really bad contracts for a super long time. So maybe that will level out a little bit.
True that, and also players not reporting to camp, holding out, that's all fallen out of vogue. And so I think one thing I've learned from Dave Gettleman, one of many things I've learned just eavesdropping on the way he does his job, is that you don't want to have too many draft picks. I remember a couple years ago, Tampa Bay was positioned beautifully. They had 10 picks in the draft. Raheem Morris was their coach. They just had a splashy year under Josh Freeman, the quarterback. He threw something like 25 touchdowns, 10 picks. They've got the 10 draft picks. And then it doesn't work out that well for him. One of the problems with that many draft picks is you can't sign all of them most of the time. So for Dave Gettleman, he'd rather have a quarter than he would two dimes and a nickel, if that makes any sense.
I completely agree. And one of the other thing that's changed that could have come up in the next CBA is how many – you know, remember when Cordell Stewart was called Slash – because he was the guy who could play two positions. There's like everybody's a slash now. I'm a safety slash corner. I'm an outside linebacker slash defensive end. I'm a defensive tackle because the schemes are so specific, and you've got guys like Gronk and Graham who are slash tight end wide receiver types. Does that make things easier or harder on a team with specific needs when you're looking at guys that are sort of – they're all tweeners?
Well, I'd say easier. You know, the game has just kind of evolved in that way, that the more you know, think about it in terms of what you guys do, the more versatile you can be. If you could had to jump in and cover a news story or do the weather in a pinch or go on a sales call,
right,
you're much more valuable to the organization. And as offensive players have gotten more and more versatile, defensive players have had to keep up. That's why you see the Panthers draft a Shaq Thompson. That's why Joe Webb is so valuable to the team. I was arguing slash discussing with a good buddy of mine who works with the Panthers about depth at tight end, and I said, heck, put Joe Webb at tight end. Joe Webb can do every other thing. Put him at tight end. Joe Webb is a lot bigger. Have you ever stood beside Joe Webb?
No. But he's huge, right?
He's a big man, yeah, 6'4", 230, 235, incredible athlete. He could probably play that, and I'm not trying to coach the team from the press box, but just to your point of how versatile guys are, it's a different game now than it once was.
Now, when we start looking at the draft and we're prognosticating and predicting what might happen, we measure these guys, we weigh them, we make them run the cone drill, we make them jump, we look at their college film, and there's never been a more inexact science with more money on the line than evaluating potential draft picks. Have guys ever shown up at the facility that just sort of surprised you when you saw them in person, that they either appeared way more athletic or even less so than they looked on film or what was going on? I mean, have there been surprises over the past few years, after the evaluation?
Oh, incredibly so. Not so much for the coaches and scouts because they vet them very carefully, but I remember walking into the building when the Panthers had signed Everett Brown, pass rusher from out of Florida State. He had the pedigree. He had the sacks. He had the Seminole, the wins, all the bowl games, all the rings, the gym bags, everything you want when you go through college. And I remember walking in to meet him and thinking, okay, well, where is he? I see a guy over there in the locker room that looks like one of the equipment guys, but where's our draft pick? And nothing against Everett Brown. Everett Brown's one of my favorite guys of all time. He's just a smile that'll light up a room. I think he's been a good steward to the money he earned. I think he's running some smoothie restaurants and ice cream, and hopefully doing well. But he just did not look. There was no Julius Peppers. No. He just was small.
Yeah.
From what I think I was thinking. So that's just kind of how it goes sometimes.
All right, Mick, before we let you go, during the draft, is there one pick that the Panthers could make that everybody would scratch their head, but you'd sit there and go, yep, that is a good pick from a depth perspective? What would be the position pick that kind of would surprise people but might be something that they need from a depth perspective?
I guess maybe I would say Von Bell. I mean, I think if the Panthers went Von Bell, safety, Ohio State, there may be some people that would kind of say, well, they already signed Robinson in free agency from Michigan State, a safety. They already got Boykin, who can play the nickel position. He'd been with the Steelers. What's this? Well, why that? But you're gonna, you got veteran safeties. You had veteran safeties before that. You always have to be aware of the effectiveness curve. So that might be a pick that some people might say doesn't have really the sex appeal to it, but it could end up being a fantastic pick.
All right, Mick. Well, how's the golf game, by the way?
Non-existent. hit balls down at the Hilton Head. My wife and I were down at Hilton Head, and we were riding bikes. We were that couple that I used to laugh at when I was younger. You know, we're that look like senior citizens riding bikes. I rode my bike over to this one course and asked them, could I hit balls there? And they said, yes, so long as you have a collared shirt. They weren't a fan of my tank top and my Panther hat around backward. So I cutened it up a little bit and went back and hit some balls there. Of course, you know, I'm undefeated on the driving range.
Oh, we all are. I mean, I'm multiple-time Masters champion on the range. So, all right, well, we'll have to. We're gonna definitely set it up. We'll go out and play some golf soon. How's that sound?
I would love it. I can. I don't. I'm not good, but I play fairly quickly.
All right, that's Mike too. Mike,
yeah.
So we'll get you out there. But we appreciate you hopping on with us.
Good talking to you guys. Thanks for the visit.
All right. Thanks a lot.